أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله تعالى everyone is doing well in this beautiful blessed days of these first 10 days of the great month, in the blessed month of Dhul Al-Hijjah. What we wanted to do is give a reminder in these days, inshallah ta'ala, so we could best make use of these days and help us, inshallah ta'ala, have that spirit, even though we're not able to be at our masjid, we're still in the quarantine mode, and so this would take best advantage of these days. So the reminder for tonight I wanted to give, or for today, is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَلْ الْعَمَلْ فِي أَيَّامِ الْعَشَرْ أَفْضَلَ مِنَ الْعَمَلْ فِي هَذِهِ قَالُوا وَلَا جِهَادْ قَالَ وَلَا جِهَادْ إِلَّا رَجُلًا خَرَجَ يُخَاطِرُ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ وَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ بِشَيْءٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was talking to the companions, and he was talking about these days of Dhul Hijjah, he said that there is no deed that are more superior than the deeds that are done in these 10 days. There's no deeds that are more superior than the deeds that are done in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So the companions were kind of surprised, because they know that there's many virtuous deeds that someone can do in Ramadan, in Jummah, right? People donating a lot of money to charity. And so what they said, they thought about one of the most rewarding deeds that someone can do, and that is to sacrifice their self to go and defend those who are oppressed, and that is jihad. So they asked the Prophet ﷺ, not jihad, that someone will go out and they'll defend the poor, they'll defend those who are oppressed, right? And the Prophet ﷺ, not even jihad. And then the Prophet ﷺ, except for someone who goes out, you know, putting themselves in danger and putting their wealth on the line and not returning with anything. Meaning that they have been a martyr. And we know that in all civilizations, someone who is a martyr is of the top, virtuous deeds that someone can do. In our own country here, so they get the Purple Heart. If they're in the army and they die in combat, they're risking their life for helping others, at least for defending those who are oppressed. So the Prophet ﷺ said that the deeds that are done in these blessed days, my dear brothers and sisters, is almost at that level. There's nothing, it's almost the highest thing that someone can do. And we are in these blessed days, and alhamdulillah, there's very, very virtuous things that we can do, from our charity, from our extra prayers, from reading the Quran, from making a bigger remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout this day and throughout these days. So inshallah ta'ala, we take heed of the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even though we don't have that, you know, festive environment of being at the masjid and other things, that we understand that these are very virtuous days. It only happens, of course, we know, once a year that we have these first days of the Hijjah, that people are, of course, performing the pilgrimage, at least those who are in Mecca right now, because of this whole quarantine, so they're not allowing others to come in into the country. But nonetheless, people are making a pilgrimage, right? People are donating, people are doing qurbani or udhiya, people are doing a lot of virtuous deeds in these days. And so it behooves us, my dear brothers and sisters, to inshallah ta'ala spend as much as we can in these days as we have to try to get up our level of ibadah and worship, and doing righteous deeds, helping others, whatever we can, then inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us greatly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you in these days. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.